Welcome to Home Organizing for Beginners. I'm Tammy, your home organizing educator. This is it. This is the final strategy that will help you get off the hamster wheel of home organizing. You know what that is, right? That's where you organize the same spaces over and over and over again. If you've not listened to the episodes detailing out the other 7 strategies, you'll certainly want to go back and listen to all of them. It can be right now, so like you could pause this and go back and listen to all of the 7 other episodes in order, but you don't have to. You can listen to this episode and you really truly can listen to them in any order that works for you. So if you're not able to keep your organized spaces organized, what's the point, right? It feels like such a waste of time. As someone who is or feels like they're just starting their home organizing journey, you want to be set up for lasting home organizing solutions, right? In order to make that happen, you're going to have to do something different than you've done before or even what society tells us. Instead of stopping your home organizing project after everything has been physically done, you can finish by putting measures in place to sustain it. In this episode, I'll share with you what it means to sustain your work, why it's important, and how to make it happen. When I first stopped working and was home full-time, I thought it would be super simple to finally get my home in order. Everything would always be clean and organized, right? Well, I think I was a little off base on that. That's what I thought, but it just didn't really happen that way. I would spend days getting our lockers, our pantry, our laundry room organized, and it would look amazing. I was so proud of the work that I did, but then real life would hit. I'd bring the kids home from school and they'd kick off their shoes in the walkway, of course, and I would wind up yelling at them after asking nicely, of course. But I yelled at them so many times to just put their shoes in the bin. Like, how hard is it to pick your shoes up and put them in a bin, right? It wasn't fun, and I'm not really proud of how frustrated I would get with that. But I did, right? I just felt like my work was for absolutely nothing. Have you been there? My guess is you have. So there's a lot that goes into this story, a portion of it where I finally figure out how to get the kids to help. That's all for another time, but I do want to encourage you and let you know that it's possible to get your kids on the same page with you. So now we're going to talk about the things you can do that help greatly in keeping your organized spaces organized. Essentially, you want to sustain the work you've done. So what does that mean anyhow? It is pretty straightforward. Sustain means to keep it going, to keep your home organized. And this is not about perfection. You live life in your home, right? It's gonna look lived in. And honestly, you want it to look lived in because then you're living the life you want and not getting all consumed with a perfectly organized and clean home. All that would take time away from your loved ones. And trust me, the pursuit of perfection comes with a hefty price. So enough of that. I know you get it. I know you get what sustaining your home organizing projects means. You want to live in your home in such a way you can find the things you need when you need them. This is the reason why you have to put measures in place to sustain your efforts. When you're able to sustain your home organizing, you build momentum. You build confidence in yourself and your ability to be an organized person, right? Do not ever let anyone convince you that you can't be organized, because organizing is a skill that anyone can learn, especially when we let go of what society tells us about being organized. Let's get into the nitty-gritty, the how of sustaining your home organization. It starts with knowing what you're expecting of yourself and the others in your home. I like to call these functional expectations. When you focus on the function when organizing your space, which was part of the conversation we had in last week's episode, Strategy 7, Organize, you know how the space is used day in and day out. Focusing on the function helps you think about what you'll actually do in the heat of the moment. Are you really going to put your shoes in a bin, or are you going to just kick them off when your arms are full and kids are running around all cranky and hungry? For me, I eventually went with having the kids and myself just kick my shoes off under the bench. Does that make sense? The functional expectation is that you expect everyone to kick their shoes off and shove them under the bench every day when they get home. When you think through daily life and how the space is used, this becomes a fairly easy task. The next step is to actually write the expectations down. You can type them, write them out, whatever you want. I do have a form that you can utilize within the free online course called The Secrets to Lasting Home Organization. This free course includes all 8 strategies that will get you off the hamster wheel of home organizing. Each lesson gives you a short video training, and it gives you the downloads to help you get started so that you can have a proven roadmap to follow. It takes the guesswork out of the entire process for you, but still allows you the leeway of incorporating your own real life. So to sign up for free, go to homeorganizingforbeginners.com. The link is in the show notes. So first you thought through your functional expectations, then you documented them. You can 100% post them in the area too, and I highly recommend it. It doesn't have to be forever, just until that habit is formed. Posting them in the area serves as a reminder to you and a reminder to everyone else, and it reminds you to remind them because that's the reality of the situation, right? Last, you'll put in a regular review of the expectations. This is a document that can change over time, right? Your functional expectations will change as your life changes, as your seasons change, as your kids get older. So put in your schedule to review monthly, then maybe quarterly. This prevents you from outgrowing the work that you've done. You'll easily identify small shifts you need to make. For me, the small shift that I needed to make and the thing that I needed to realize was that my kids' shoes were really growing too big for the space that I had allocated under the bench. Let's dive deep into your home organizing journey together. Sign up for the Secrets to Lasting Home Organization. Join me next week as we dive into what to do when you don't know how to get organized. Thanks so much and have a great day. I hope we have the opportunity to get to know each other better.